Both sides claim ownership of the land in which the Payam headquarters was built, and the disagreement heated up last week when, unable to peacefully resolve the matter, the youth resorted to a fight. The fight turned violent and saw several huts set ablaze, forcing many people in Garia and Ayachi counties flee their homes. Ayachi County Commissioner Charles Okumu Dawiri explains the events as they unfolded.
The youth of the two groups fought, I think, in a drinking place, and later it went further the whole night. Then one of them started burning a house, then followed by a revenge sort of thing. The other group from the other side also started burning, and also the burning continued until the fifth. Food were burned, there were displacement of children and women, elderly, and as I talked yesterday, I got at Kichanga and Agata and Lobone about, according to the registration they give me, they said the IDPs present in these three places are 594 households.
With the tension mounting, authorities in Toriti State appeal for calm and at the same time deploy security forces in the area to control possible revenge attacks. Toriti State Peace Commission Chairperson German Charles Ojok said the two communities should refrain from violence to facilitate the eventual return of the displaced persons to their homes.
These are security issues at the moment. That means the full intervention of the government, because it involves burning of households and so forth. We actually call for our partners and some members committed to support the dialogue, but as it was approaching towards the end of the year, they were still lobbying to get some funds in order to go first for assessment and see actually what could be the root cause of the problem there before people go for the dialogue. That was where we stand. But I don't know what might have happened that provoked them, the community, to resort in violence. I don't have proper information of what really happened that provoked the community to fight.
The appeal for the calm has been echoed by the civil society network in Toriti State. Charles Okulo is the chairperson of the civil society network in Eastern Equatoria. Here is what he said.
The community are now disintegrated. Since they are disintegrated, one thing that needs to be done is that we need to believe that there is problem. And this problem that what caused, all of us need to confront and face it by going and talking to the community separately to establish exactly what triggered those conflict. That's one. Then number two, emergency support has to come in immediately. After fact-finding from the two communities, finding out what triggered the conflict, that will drive us to point two, to what we call now, what should be done to, in order again to mend the broken relationship that was once mended together and they were staying in peaceful coexistence for generations.
And as the state authorities and the civil society try to find solution, the plight of the displaced men, women, children and the elderly remains dire. Garia County Commissioner Dominic Onyo told me that some of the displaced persons have fled to Uganda.
The situation of the people, especially the women and the children, are very, very critical, and they are desperate because their homes have been destroyed, they lost their properties. And some of the families are even not knowing where they have run to. We learned that some of the people ran to that side of Lomwaga in the Ugandan side. And some also had been reported that they have reported themselves in Lobone. And some also ran to the nearest villages in Ayache County.
The hope of the people of Isore Payam remains in the state leadership. In response, Toriti State Governor Tobiolo Alberio has held a series of meetings with community members over the disputed Payam. The matter for now is under consultation. Okelo James in Toriti reporting.